The Lord's Supper perverted. The Corinthians were departing widely from the simplicity of the faith and the harmony of the church. They continued to assemble for worship, but with hearts that were estranged from one another. They had perverted the true meaning of the Lord's Supper, patterning in a great degree after idolatrous feasts. They came together to celebrate the sufferings and death of Christ, but turned the occasion into a period of feasting and selfish enjoyment. It had become customary, before partaking of the communion, to unite in a social meal. Families professing the faith brought their own food to the place of meeting, and ate it without courteously waiting for the others to be ready. The holy institution of the Lord's Supper was, for the wealthy, turned into a gluttonous feast, while the poor were made to blush when their meager fare was brought in contrast with the costly viands of their rich brethren. Paul rebukes the Corinthians for making the house of God a place of feasting and revelry, like a company of idolaters. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? The public religious feasts of the Greeks had been conducted in this way, and it was by following the counsels of false teachers that the Christians had been led to imitate their example. These teachers had begun by assuring them that it was not wrong to attend idolatrous feasts, and had finally introduced similar practices into the Christian church. Paul proceeded to give the order and object of the Lord's Supper, and then warned his brethren against perverting this sacred ordinance. The only correct representation, the broken bread and pure juice of the grape, are to represent the broken body and spilled blood of the Son of God. Bread that is leavened must not come on the communion table. Unleavened bread is the only correct representation of the Lord's Supper. Nothing fermented is to be used. Only the pure fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread are to be used. C. Frequency of the Lord's Supper. The salvation of men depends upon a continual application to their hearts of the cleansing blood of Christ. Therefore, the Lord's Supper was not to be observed only occasionally or yearly, but more frequently than the annual Passover. This solemn ordinance commemorates a far greater event than the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt. That deliverance was typical of the great atonement which Christ made by the sacrifice of his own life for the final deliverance of his people. See.